Hello, this is Beth Butler at A Community Voice Radio interviewing our great chairperson of the Upper Ninth Ward and Secretary Treasurer of A Community Voice today, Deborah Campbell. And Deborah, we need to hear from you about how life is going in the community organizing world and what is going on with all these issues. And tell us a little bit about A Community Voice before you get started, okay?
A Community Voice is a membership nonprofit organization. We're set up to help the people in the city of New Orleans. Our base is the city of New Orleans. Right now, we're focused in on blighted properties, overgrown lots, leaks, bayou swells, and beautifying rainforests for the Upper Ninth Ward and the Lower Ninth Ward. Eventually, we'll move further through the city once we get it in place. We're also concerned about the expansion of the canal, the industrial canal in our area. We're concerned about the trucks that they had planned to move through our area from Chalmette to get to the interstate, which makes no sense at all. So first of all, I'd like to say that we are not in agreement with the expansion of the industrial canal and the moving of the locks. This project will take 13 years. The St. Claude Avenue Bridge will be out of commission for 13 years. They're planning on damaging a lot of our historical houses when they do this. They're also going to move out a lot of our citizens because they will have to take their properties in order to do this project. The Corps of Engineers, they're holding meetings, but the public is not being informed of what they plan on doing, when, and where. They're only inviting a small amount of our community, and that is a problem for me. I think something's being hidden from the majority of the people in this area. When this project takes place, the canal will be dredged. When they dredge the canal, a lot of impurities will come into our airspace. We already have health problems in the city of New Orleans. We're looking at more carcinogens to go through the air and cause our community people to have cancerous cells. This is not okay. Whatever problems they cause in our area, that's the Corps of Engineers, we haven't got a leg to stand on. We cannot sue the Corps of Engineers. If they break up our property, it's a loss to us. If they cause us health problems, it's a loss to us. When they take our people's homes, they're not going to give them fair market value so that they can replace their property in another area. A lot of the people and homeowners in our area are senior citizens. And I feel that they're taking advantage of us. So that's part of the problem we're having with the expansion of the canal. Now, there is another option that we brought to the table, and that is to move the locks to the area of Violet, Louisiana. That area is densely populated. The locks would be moved to Violet in St. Bernard with the permission and guidance of its citizens. For many reasons. St. Bernard Parish has changed since the safer for St. Bernard residents due to flooding. Reduced traffic on the canal would help their people get to work as the bridges would remain down. They need the $50 million in mitigation funds to shore up their levees and protect their parish. The Army Corps of Engineers has not found a source of the explosions along the Industrial Canal. Yet, even though they have damaged homes along the canal and likely have damaged the structure of the canal so far, we are trying to get with the Army Corps of Engineers and get a solution that will be satisfactory to everyone in the community and the Army Corps of Engineers.
Do you think that this is a fight that's been won a very long time, that the people are ready to fight it again?
We're standing on the same grounds they've been standing on since the 50s. Is that it's not necessary? You know, it only benefits a certain few. We're going to wind up with heavy, heavy traffic on the canal. We're looking at barges. Those barges break away all the time. They hit our levee in our area, and we're flooded again. So we have to look at all of this picture, not just a certain spot of the picture.
Does the Corps have a plan for if a barge breaks away?
They haven't presented us with anything. They're telling us that we will be as safe as we could be.
Is that what they said before Katrina?
Of course it is.
And who flooded
us
after Katrina?
That's why we never imagined that the waters could come through like it did for Katrina. We believed that we were in a safe haven. We believed that our structure was sound. But we found out otherwise. And they have yet to apologize to the citizens of New Orleans for this, what was done to us during Katrina.
This is WAMF local radio, community radio here in New Orleans at 90.3 FM low power. We're talking with Deborah Campbell, a community voice leader, and finding out what are these large industrialization projects headed for the Ninth Ward that will impact the 7th, 8th, and the 9th, to say the least, or after Hurricane Katrina, when all those levees flooded, it impacted 80% of the city. Deborah, is the Corps reaching out to the community to let them know that they want to move that lock?
No. Hearing that they had a meeting, they put down maybe a few door hangers right near the canal. But these are not the only people that are going to be affected by that. So no, they haven't reached out to the community. And we're questioning them, and we're not getting a good response from them.
What is going on with the elected officials, the meeting with Representative Jimmy Harris, for instance?
He's telling us that he's going to work on it, and he's going to propose that this not happen in our area. But just like everything else, you know, we have to wait and see what kind of power he has, see who will rally behind him. He can't do it by himself. But if he can bring the other council people and the other representatives on board, then we stand a good chance.
That's a good plan. get the others on board too.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And what about with the Florida Avenue freeway that they want to put through to Elysian Fields?
We've got that on hold somewhat from what I can can understand. No one has come back to tell us that it's still a go. But then no one has come back to tell us that it's not. This project was to bring traffic from Chalmette's Port through St. Claude Avenue, making a right at Tupelo, bringing the traffic to Tupelo and Florida Avenue, where they would make a left on Florida Avenue and ride Florida Avenue through our neighborhood to Elysian Fields, so that these large, heavy equipment trucks could get to the interstate. Come on. What sense does that make? You've got an area right there in Chalmette, Parish Road, that runs from the port almost to the lake. That traffic could go through Parish Road and connect with the interstate on the outskirts of New Orleans. Don't bring that pollution through our neighborhood.
Right.
You know, we've got enough to contend with. We haven't really snapped back since Katrina. We've got a lot of health issues that's connected with Katrina. We've got a lot of mental issues that's connected with Katrina. You know, don't give us any more than we can take.
So, your meeting with Jimmy Harris is coming up. When is that?
That's going to be April the 12th, and it will be at Trinity Lutheran Church, 6 o'clock in the evening. The address is
5234 North Claiborne at Eganya.
5324 North Claiborne at Eganya for 6 o'clock. Please come out. Come out and support us. Come out and let us know what you want to see in the community. We cannot do it alone. We see what we think needs to be done, but there's millions of other things that need to be done in our city.
And you have some kind of action, A Community Voice Upper Ninth. Where is that happening?
A Community Voice Upper Ninth is going to do an action on, I'm not sure the date, I think it's the 18th of April. April the 18th. We're shooting for about 11, 12 o'clock in the morning. We're going to get the TV cameras out. What's happening is in the 3000 block or 3200 block of Louisa at Law, we've got a lot of street damage from heavy equipment that has been taken to the Florida Avenue Canal to do some work that they're doing back there. It's supposed to be an expansion, but they're damaging all of these people's homes. They can't ride up the street with their cars. Some areas they have to ride the sidewalk to get out of danger. We need to let the city know that this is not acceptable. We need to let the city know that repairs are needed in this area. Not only are the residents having problems, the businesses. These people have small businesses as it is, and they're losing their customers. They will never recover from what's going on in that area. So that's another thing we're focusing in on. The third thing we're focusing in on, or the fourth, is taking care of the overgrown lots. We spent a lot of time with City Hall and 311 trying to get a lot of these lots manicured, kept up, grass down, rodents destroyed. To no avail, it's failed. We're tired of waking up in the morning and looking at these overgrown lots across the street or right next door to our homes. Our kids cannot go out and play because it's such a dangerous situation. We have blighted houses. Anyone can go into these houses because they're not secure. So now we're working with LSU and City Hall to get something called fire swells put on these lots with the overgrown grass. What that is dig up some of the soil, put down oyster shells and bagasse, which is what's left from the sugarcane stalk when they finish with the sugarcane. If we can get that down, it absorbs water, so it helps with flooding. It has somewheres for the rain garden, the rainwater to go. The other thing we're looking at is rain gardens, where we'll have the water collected on these lots and prevent the water running off on the streets and flooding the streets. So right now we're at the legalities, trying to find out if there's any legal way that we can do this on these people's property who have not done anything to their property since Katrina. So that's what we're working on.
That's brilliant. Do you have any programs that Community Voice works with for people for housing?
Oh, yes. We have the housing program that will help you to make a loan, clean up your financial records, get your score, your credit score, in compliance with the banks and the lending facilities, so that you will become eligible to buy a home. We have a lot of low-income people in our city, and we want them to become homeowners. So we do have a program. We ask you to call us at the office, A Community Voices office, at 941-2852. That's 941-2852.
What about home repairs?
Yes, we have several projects going for home repairs. First of all, we have something called a LED program. This program, they will come to your home and test it for lead. If any levels of lead is found, then they will help to repair your home and get rid of as much of the lead as they possibly can. So that's one of the projects that's going, and it's free to the community. So give us a call, we'll give you the information on that too. And that's 941-2852. Please give us a call. The next project we have going, that's for homeowners to have their home repairs, is the St. Bernard Project. people will come out. They will evaluate your situation. They will tell you how much your supplies will be of cost to you. And the labor is free. Yeah, that's what I said. Free labor. All you're responsible for is purchasing your supplies. You can call us. We'll give you that number and the information that goes with that. The other thing we have going is a free ramp for the handicapped and the elderly. Give us a call. We'll give you that number. And they will come out and evaluate your property and let you know where they can place the ramp for you at your home at no cost to you.
That's brilliant. I know a lot of people need home repairs, and these free home repair programs are essential for people who don't have enough funds to fix their own homes.
Right.
Let me ask you about your radio show. how do you like being on the radio, and what would you tell our listeners out there? Hello, you.
Communication is the key. In order for us to get the problems out to our citizens, we need communication sources. WAFM 90.3 is that source for us in our organization. You know, we have to let the people know what's going on. They don't have a clue about what's happening in our community. We also need them to come to us and let us know what they see, what they need, what they don't like that's going on in our city. What needs to be addressed, and we can get on board and get something done and get some relief.
Are you inviting people to come on the radio?
We're inviting people to come on the radio, speak their mind, let the city officials know that they're being watched, they're being monitored by the citizens of New Orleans. When election time comes around again, if they haven't satisfied the people, they will not be reelected. We cannot let this go on for any longer. We need somebody who's for the people.
Are you saying that that they can also have music with their programs? What kind of programs can they really have?
You can come on and speak on anything you want. The only thing we staying away from is religion. But any other issue, please, please, we're begging you, bring it to the table. We need to know.
Well, you're definitely a community organizing leader, a hero, and we're certainly great to have you here today. And thank you for inviting people to get here on the radio station. What would they do to reach out, Deb?
If you are interested in coming into the office and getting on the radio, you can go to wave@wamf.org and make the appointment to come in. You can also call our office, as I said before. Any information we have, we will give to you. If we don't have the information you need, we will find it. Give us a call at 941-2852.
How else would people in the community participate, Deb, out there in the neighborhood?
I have a meeting every third Thursday of the month. It's a community meeting, and we ask the people to come. It's for 6 o'clock. Just like I said, it's every third Thursday of the month. In April, our meeting will be held on the 18th of April. It's always at 6 p.m. and it's always located at Alvar and North Cleveland. It's in New Salem Baptist Church Community Center, right across the street from the church, and we are adjacent to the 5th District Police Station. So I know you know exactly where this is. Come on. Bring a friend. Bring your family. Bring someone who thinks they're in trouble and have no way out. We're going to give you a way out. Please bring your issues in.
And would you say that's where people could also get information about free housing repair programs and how to get a house, how to buy a house?
We will give you information on everything from A to Z. And just like I'm saying, what we know, we're going to let you know. If we don't know what you are talking about and what you need, we will find out. I also want to let my citizens know, if they go to jpschools.org, they are a number of jobs, not just teaching positions, not just janitorial, all sorts of jobs. We've got office jobs available. We've got assistant the teachers available. We've got classroom monitors jobs available. Please check out jpschools.org.
Well, that's brilliant. So y'all are helping people get jobs, and they can come to your neighborhood meeting and get some help there?
That's correct.
What about signing up for food stamps and these state programs?
We signed up for SNAP at our office. You know, we're open every day of the week from 10 in the morning to sometimes 7 at night. Come in. We can help you. If there's anything you need done on the computer that you don't understand, come in. We're community friendly. We will do anything that you need done.
Well, that's wonderful. And people can come to your meeting, which is again, when?
My meeting is every third Thursday of the month, New Salem Baptist Church Community Center, 1600 Alvar Street. That's on the corner of Alvar and North Claiborne. We're right across the street from the church, New Salem Baptist Church, and we're adjacent to the 5th District Police Station.
Perfect. Well, this has been very insightful and encouraging that people can organize and fight back and get a lot of change made, Deborah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll be seeing you on this radio show again and hearing from you again soon, I hope.
Yes, you will. Yes, you will. And I want to speak to the young citizens of New Orleans and tell them it's important that you register to vote. Your vote matters. If your vote did not matter, they wouldn't try to stop us from voting. There's a reason they don't want you to vote.
Brilliant.
Because they don't want you to win.
And so does A Community Voice get involved with the elections?
Oh, A Community Voice is very much involved with the elections. We register people to vote. We transport people to the voting polls who don't have transportation. We let you know what we have on file from the candidates, what their background is, what wins they've had, and you can make a decision if they're for the citizens of New Orleans or not, and if they deserve your vote.
That's great. Well, this has been fun talking today to Deborah Campbell, and we're very muchly supporting your community organizing here at A Community Voice, and look forward to hearing more about it again very soon and successes on these campaigns, because as we all know, we're in this together in unity, and the revolution will not be televised.
Will not be advertised on television.